You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Listen, we wanted to make a point. Live Golf. Coming to D.C. this weekend, out at RTJ. RTJ is, of course, Brian and I both love.
Yep.
And I wanted to go. I don't think I'm going to be able to. B, you're going to try to go Sunday, right?
Yep.
One guy I know will be there is our guy Mike Beasley, MGM National Harbor.
As soon as I hear from word from Rib Man.
What up, Bees? How you doing, dude?
I am doing pretty good, guys. How about you?
How the ribs, bro?
The ribs are still hurting. It is what it is. You can only make so much movement on those things. Now, it probably didn't help that 2 weeks after breaking three ribs that I decided to go try to swing a golf club. So,
which one of your friends told you don't do that?
Yeah, I'm not very bright, Brian. I mean, we have to go back over this.
He said, man, I'm going to try to go swing. I said, bro, you don't need to be swinging no damn club right now.
I didn't want to miss golfing, so we had the Cubs in town, so we got them set up at the Cannon Club. So I had to go out there and at least try to take a couple swings with the golf club out there with my boys over at the Cannon Club.
In other words, I got my answer. Nope, you didn't listen.
Didn't miss the tequila shots at the end of the round.
Well, that probably made the ribs feel better. You didn't feel the ribs.
Bees, you're really – so we bring Bees on to give us gambling advice for this LIV tournament. It'd be fun to have a little juice going into this tournament. And he proceeds in the first 30 seconds he's on the air with us to tell us that he's an idiot. So I don't know that you're selling your tout services very well, Bees.
Well, no, I'm not saying my tout service is – my general decisions for my life, I don't make the best decisions. let's put it that way.
But you do know
gambling. I'm excited about this. I love it. You know, this LIV thing, I know it came back and it was at Trump before. I heard it went really well. I had some guys out there that said it was just a super fun event. So really looking forward to it. And we did some sponsors and we get some guys out there, some customers that are out there right now playing in the Pro-Am.
Oh, awesome.
So I don't know how they're doing, but I know they got matched up with Koepka and Gooch.
Oh, cool. Is Pete playing in the Pro-Am again? He's on the Pro-Am circuit.
He is, kind of. You know, that's part of his gig.
Yeah.
So you never know when you're going to get recruited.
That's a good gig.
Oh, man.
Before we get into the specific picks for this week's LIV golf event at Robert Trent Jones out, what is that, Manassas? What do we call it? Lake Manassas, pardon me.
Yeah.
I need you to promise you'll tell me the truth on something.
Okay, go right ahead.
Did Jeff just come out and ask you for tickets when he called you, or did he try to play it cool and beat around the bush?
So I was actually running around. I didn't see all of Jeff's texts. Is he looking for tickets too?
Jeff, you want to shoot your shot, buddy?
Well, let's know the situation first. I wasn't over here. What we call weefing for tickets is what we call it.
It is?
No.
I don't know. That's what I call it.
I wasn't weefing for tickets. What happened was we would get some from our job, and I found out we don't have any tickets for us little guys that, you know.
Well, they probably have some. They just
help
didn't
put
give
the show on air. Yeah, they don't have them for us. And then JP said, why won't you ask Bees?
That's
Oh, JP
true.
Did it and then put you on front.
Yeah,
and then
put me on front street. Yeah.
And then threw it in reverse and backed over your ass.
Yeah, now.
That's all accurate.
Now, I also learned you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
There's so my guy, J-Dog forever.
If you do got some, I will join you on Sunday.
Well, I will take a look, but we do really have limited seats for this. Yeah, so, but I will,
you're not a big guy yet, Jeff.
Hey, that's fine. I'll get there later. I'll watch it from TV.
That's it.
All right. We're talking with our friend Mike.
Oh, boy.
Mike Beasley, MGM National Harbor. Bees, I don't know if you heard earlier. I mentioned to you this morning. Can you give me an over-under on when you expect the Tyson's Corner area and the GW construction area on the Beltway to be completed and just a smooth running road?
What a horrible road, right? I'm going to give. I'm going to say 2028.
What happened? What happens first? GW's done or RFK gets built?
I think GW will be done.
I don't know, man. All right,
I got GW Parkway by a small margin, mainly maybe -140.
Yeah, GW -135. RFK +160, something like that.
But the excitement around the RFK is huge, so no one really cares about the people that run GW Parkway except for the people that actually have to run it. So,
yeah,
which is you.
Exactly. All right, let's get down to business, man. I love golf.
Who's winning?
I don't know enough about LIV. Who won the last LIV tournament? Where was the last LIV tournament?
I want to say the last tournament was...
Weren't they in Hong Kong or something? What?
I think Korea is correct. I want to say Korea, but don't hold me to it. I'm just going off. I don't see all the numbers with it. I just kind of see numbers and stuff that I like out there. I think the key to this tournament is it's a week before the U.S. Open, so a lot of these guys are really tuning up. I mean, your super live guys, which is DeChambeau and Kepka, Rahm, Mickelson, Reed. All those guys, I think, are really tuning up for this U.S. Open, and I think our RTJ course actually has some of the comparisons from what I see. So I just look at numbers. I try to take a couple long shots out there. I'm not super big into the LIV, but I really do like what they're doing. I like the shotgun format myself. I like the 3-day tournament, but I don't. You know, I still like the regular golf as well. And yeah, that's totally. It says a lot if I phrase it that way, right? The regular PGA is still the regular PGA. This is still, you know, a different format. And it's I don't know how to phrase it without being demeaning. So
it's short.
I think
pro golf is 4 rounds.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Bees, I just looked it up. The last LIV tournament was early May in Korea, and Bryson DeChambeau won it.
Okay.
I think he's
heavy chalked this tournament.
Yeah, who are the favorites?
Well, you right there at the top, it's DeChambeau. You got Rahm. Rahm's 5.5-1. Neiman, which I really like, it's 7-1. I think Joaquin. The odds should be a little bit higher. Hatton's 12-1. Then you got Lucas Herbert. Don't know much about him. 20-1. But some of the long shots that I kind of like, which are truly long shots, Cam Smith at 25-1. I think his game's coming around a little
long.
Bit. Yeah, he's long. And, you know, I think that RTJ kind of favors that. You got that par 5, the number 12 over there. That's it's definitely a hole that you can reach. I mean, if you go back about 3 years ago, RTJ lost a bunch of trees out there on that left side of that par 5 and took a lot of the trouble out of that particular hole. I don't know what they're going to play it at, but I can't see him playing it at more than 580, 590, and I think it's a hole they get there in two.
You said number 12?
Green.
Yeah, 12. 14.
That's the signature hole.
14, they way back there, man.
Is that the par 3?
No, it's par 4. I mean, par 5 with the traps and the lake right over there.
What will they play that par 3 that's carry the water? What will they play that at like 200 probably?
I want to say 215, yeah, because I know the tips are way back there just off the fairway of the number 8 hole, so the box back there is just way back there. So, and I want to say, because I have some of the ball players, when these baseball guys come in, they always like to play the tips for some silly reason. And I want to say I was playing about 215, 220.
Yeah.
Where is Rahm and Kepka as far as odds for this week?
So Kepka's at 25-1. Rahm is your second favorite at 5.5-1.
I mean, so, I saw Kepka at the, where'd we last see him? The PGA, right? At Quail Hollow. His form looked poor then. Is he playing any better?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, not what I'm seeing. Like I said, I don't see enough of the lib, but I just don't see enough of the stats that support him actually playing really good in this event. I don't have him up there at all. He's still 25-1 for a Kepka. That's a pretty favorable number in my opinion. Anytime you get what's actually showing 30-1 currently on our competitor, DK. I agree.
That shows
Sergio Garcia's 30-1. Here's the guy that can win. I like Taylor Gooch, 35-1. His game's been turning around a little bit as of late.
Taylor Gooch is one of the world's best ball strikers. Just ask him.
Yeah. His recent finish is tied for 12th, tied for 13th, and third in the last three LIV tournaments. So I think he's definitely someone to be considered in this. He won three times in 2023. Then he had, he kind of fell off a little bit. So at 35-1, I don't mind taking a whack with him.
So how many whacks are you going to take? You said that about like 10 dudes. How much action are you going to have on LIV this weekend?
I will probably have four guys that I really like, and I want to. And it will be Gooch. It's going to be Neiman, and it's going to be Cam Smith. Those are my three key guys, and I'm looking because I just got a chance to really dig in. But DK's actually got some pretty cool things. You can take two or three different players to win the tournament and still see some decent numbers and decent odds out there. I just don't see that blend of those three players together. The closest to it maybe be Cam Smith, Munoz, and Kepka. You can get those three players to win the tournament at 9-1.
It's hard for me. I don't know the guy. Cam Smith, when he won that British, was contending at the Masters in consecutive years. His short game, his wedge play, was probably the best in the world. And then God bless him. He got all the money from LIV and like is just not heard of anymore. It's just
right. Well, he's got a short game like my boy Pete Brosh in one handed.
It is smooth. Hey, I'm excited to see you tomorrow night. Are you actually going to wear a cowboy hat?
I'm going to be countryed up, baby. We look forward to it. This is the first time that MGM really reached out and got a super stud when it comes to country singers. Zach Brown is going to blow this joint away tomorrow night. So, our Friday, what is it? Thursday? Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
We got all kinds of fun things set up around it too. We got line dancing set up outside, a tap at 7 o'clock, and then after the show, we're turning in our little Italian restaurant into like more of a saloon kind of like vibe after the show as well. So it's going to be, we're going to have country music all over this place. So we're looking for all of our country fans out there to join us here at the MGM National Harbor.
So I haven't told B. Mitch this. B. Mitch, I recently acquired cowboy boots. My father-in-law, I don't know that this is real.
You never wore cowboy boots before?
I've never
so
had a pair.
So these are new?
No. So my father-in-law.
So they new for you, be wearing them?
New to me, yes, sir.
You going to wear them tomorrow night?
I'm thinking about it.
Your dog's going to be barking like hell.
Really? I got to play golf all day
you
Saturday.
You better get used to those things first, bro.
They're broken in, though.
They're not broken in for your damn feet.
Maybe I'm just going to wear sneakers.
And people that don't wear boots, you actually look like you're walking through dog crap. Just so you know.
I'm serious. I wouldn't wear those boots the first time.
Every step you're lifting
bro.
Your heel up like you got to lift it about 2 inches higher than what you actually do.
Especially if you have golf tomorrow.
Yeah, I've golfed them Saturday.
You have golf Saturday?
Yeah.
You cannot wear those boots tomorrow night.
Bees, thank you, buddy. Everybody go enjoy Live Golf at RTJ.
Your game is bad enough. You don't need to be in another excuse.
Anybody that needs beer, just put it on the Bees tab. Is that accurate?
Come on.
All right. See you, buddy.
That's it, baby. Buddy.
All right. All right, Bees. That's our guy Mike Beasley on the Rude Guest Hotline. When we come back, we got to settle up the week, got to make some bets. Nobody go anywhere.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.